Leviticus chapter 7 today. And Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Leviticus 7, verse 1. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy. In the place where they kill the burned offering, shall they kill the trespass offering. And the blood thereof shall he sprinkle round about upon the altar. And notice that the burnt and the trespass and the sin offerings were all killed in the same place. And remember that those three offerings speak of Jesus in three different ways. The sin and the trespass offering speak of his death, which paid for our sins, and the burnt offering speaks of his perfect life, which was very pleasing to God. Consequently, the three offerings slain in the same spot speak of the fact that Jesus was both cursed of God for our sin and loved by the Father for his holiness. 3. And he shall offer of it all the fat thereof, the rump and the fat that covers the inwards, and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks and the caul that is above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar for an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy place. It is most holy. And so the fat and the inward parts of the animals were burned on the altar, which symbolized the fact that the deepest part of man was ruined by sin and needed to be redeemed by the cross of Christ. 7. As a sin offering is, so is the trespass offering. There is one law for them. The priest that makes atonement therewith shall have it, and the priest that offers any man's burned offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burned offering which he has offered, and all the grain offering that is baked in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan shall be the priests that offer it, and every grain offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as the other. So the offerings were types of Christ, and so were the priests who received those offerings and officiated in the temple. And this points to the fact that Jesus was our offering for sin and the one who presented his offering of himself to the Father on our behalf. So these offerings and the priest, everything in the book of Leviticus has all the bases covered as far as pointing to Christ and illustrating his work and his person. And we will continue to see that. Verse 11. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer to the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for a heave offering to the Lord. And it shall be the priest's that sprinkles the blood of the peace offering and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. And that was for the peace offering. And these verses point to the one who had sinned, but who had received forgiveness through a sin or trespass offering, and therefore wanted to say thank you to God in the form of a peace offering. Now, the meat of this offering had to be eaten the same day that it was offered, probably for health reasons, since it would spoil pretty quickly in that climate. But we'll see an exception here coming up pretty soon, verse 16. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offered his sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burned with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imparted to him that offers it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eats of it shall bear his iniquity. And so we see that the priest could eat the meat of the offering the same day or the next day, but the third day, it would be sin, and therefore he would be punished. 19. And the flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat thereof. And then verse 20. But the soul that eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings that pertain to the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And then it says in verse 21, moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing, as the uncleanness of man, or any unclean beast, or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings which pertain to the Lord, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And cut off from his people means that they were put to death. 22, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, you shall eat no manner of fat, of ox, or of sheep, or of goat, and the fat of the beast that dies of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beast, may be used in any other use, but you shall in no wise eat of it. For whosoever eats the fat of the beast of which men offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, even that soul that eats it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, you shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever soul it be that eats any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And as was stated earlier, the fat belongs to God, because that was considered to be the best part. And the blood was for the atonement provided by the sacrifices, which of course pictured to the atonement provided by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and therefore that could not be eaten either. Secondarily, God may have been trying to protect the health of his people. Long before science knew it, we now know that too much animal fat can cause arteries to be clogged, and that the impurities of the body travel through the bloodstream. So God says, don't eat the fat, don't eat the blood. 28. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, he that offers the sacrifice of his peace offerings to the Lord shall bring his oblation to the Lord of the sacrifice of his peace offerings. His own hands shall bring the offering of the Lord made by fire and fat with the beast. It shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering before the Lord. And let's move on down to verse 31 and 32. And the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons, and the right shoulder shall you give to the priest for a heave offering of the sacrifices of your peace offering. So we see a wave offering and a heave offering, and those two offerings were symbolic acts pointing to the fact that the offering was for the Lord. And the wave offering was presented to God in a horizontal motion, and the heave offering with a vertical motion. 33. He among the sons of Aaron that offers the blood of the peace offerings and the fat shall have the right shoulder for his part. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder have I taken of the children of Israel from off the sacrifices of their peace offerings, and have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons by a statute forever from among the children of Israel. So again, the laborer is worthy of his pay. God expects people to be paid for the work that they do, whether it's ministry or anything else. Verse 35, this is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons out of the offering of the Lord made by fire in the day when he presented them to minister to the Lord in the priest's office, which the Lord commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them by a statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering and of the meat offering and of the sin offering and of the trespass offering and of the consecrations and of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which the Lord commanded Moses in Mount Sinai in the day that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their oblations to the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. And basically, Moses is here just giving us a summary of chapters 1 through 3, and or I should say chapter 1, verse 3 through chapter 7, verse 36, just a summary. We will pick it up in verse 8 the next time.